So we want to start today by looking at a word from, we're going to start by looking at Psalm number 8. We're going to read the entire psalm. It's not a long one. So we will begin there. This is Psalm 8. It starts off by saying, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. In the Amplified, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on the heavens, above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you've established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained and established, what is man that you're mindful of him? And the son of earthborn man that you care for him? Yet you've made him a little bit lower than God, or if you read that in the King James, it says, yet you've made him a little bit lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. You've made him to have dominion over all the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet, all the sheep, the oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. So this is the psalmist. And the psalmist is, this is a psalm of David. And the psalmist David is just praising God for his excellence, realizing the excellence of who God is. But I love in verse number 2, if we read verse number 2 in the King James, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hath thou ordained praise. Because of thine enemies, thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. David is saying that he realizes that even, and this is a prophetic word, because Jesus is even going to say these words himself. If I read that verse in the Amplified Bible, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouths of little ones, even out of the mouths of those who are just beginning to know and understand. Now, David is certainly talking, and we're going to see, he's literally talking about little ones, children. Out of even the mouths of little ones, God has ordained strength. There is strength that comes, and this is all about praise. Let me just zip ahead for a second to Matthew chapter 21. So if we read Matthew chapter 21, verse number 16, this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, and he said to them, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Read that in the Amplified, and it says, and they said unto him, did you hear what they are saying? And Jesus replied to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of babes and the unweaned infants, you have made or provided perfect praise. Now, one thing I want you to notice here, when you first of all read this from David, David said, out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have ordained strength. Now, Jesus is quoting that very verse because David said that prophetically. Jesus quotes that in Matthew chapter 21, verse number 16, and says, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have ordained praise. David said strength. Jesus quoted that, and Jesus said praise. So one of the things we realize is David and Jesus are both talking about praise, and that praise is a strengthening process. There is strength that comes to you as you lift up and praise the name of Jesus. When you praise him today, there is strength that comes into your life. There is strength for you in praise. So that's the first thing we need to understand. Whatever it is that you're going through in your life today, whatever it is that seems overwhelming and impossible, you can stop today and just praise him even before you see it done, even before you see your deliverance take place. Even while you're in the midst of that storm, you can still praise him knowing that he is faithful. Praise him because he's worthy of praise. And then here's the end result for you. Praise is strength. Praise strengthens you. It buckles you up. It makes you firm and strong to keep on moving forward so you can walk into that which is promised to you. Because praise also is one of those, it's part of the process of bringing those spiritual realities that are in the heavenlies, those things already established and done for you by Jesus Christ, already done, your deliverances, but they're in the spiritual realm. Praise, by speaking it and by speaking with praise, praise is part of the process of bringing those things from the spiritual realm and making them reality here in the natural realm. So praise is important. Now back to Psalms. In Psalm 8, David is talking about praise. Again, O Lord our God, how excellent, majestic, glorious is your name in all the earth. David is praising God for who he is, for the majesty. David is looking away from himself, looking away from his problems, his concerns, his worries. He is just looking at God. And in looking at God, he's realizing how praiseworthy, the majesty, the glory that is God. How majestic and glorious is your name in all of the earth. He's praising God. Your name is above all other names. You have set your glory, honor above the heavens. Then he says, out of the mouths of babes and the unweaned, you've ordained or you've established strength. Why? Because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, you've ordained and established. David's saying, I look towards you and what you've done. I just look at the evidence of your creation, and it's beyond my ability to fathom. And we see and know much more than David was able to see, because we don't just look at the heavens now with our naked eyes. We can look through the Hubble telescope and through all of the, you know, scientific array of equipment that we have that allows us to see into the deep fields of space and to see even things in our solar system that are astounding, but throughout the rest of the universe. How much more should we be able to say these things than David did? David just looked at what he could see in his with his naked eye, and he was astounded at how that brought glory to God. When I view and I consider your heaven, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained and established, what is man that you're mindful of him? He's saying, I look at all these things, and I realize I'm just a small part of your creation. But David also realizes he is the part of creation that reflects or represents, or that is created in God's image. Man is the highest part. So he sees all that the heavens are, and it's astounding. And it makes him feel small for that moment. What is man that you are mindful of him and that you care for him? Yet you've made him a little bit lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor. Now, this is talking about man and, you know, how God views us, but it's also an indication of what's going to come with Jesus Christ, who is going to become a man, crowned with glory and honor. Still speaking about man, but still also speaking about what Jesus is going to do as a man. He said, you've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet. All right, so now as we consider all those things, I want us to look and see exactly what Jesus is saying and doing. First of all, let me look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 22, verses 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet. So this is Paul talking to us after Jesus has come as a man, after Jesus has won the victory, because he took sin, he took the hold, he defeated sin and death on the cross, rose again, and then ascended up into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father in total victory. That's already done as Paul is writing this letter to the Ephesians. And so what he's saying to the Ephesians is also true for you and I. And he put all things under his feet. So God has put all things under the feet of Jesus and has appointed him as the universal and head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church. So Jesus has been given all things, all authority, everything has been placed upon the name of Jesus. And he is the head, the supreme head of the church. So Jesus is the one that has the power and authority, but he's the power and the authority that operates through the church, which is you and I. He's the head of the church. We are the church today, which is, verse 23 says, which is his body, the fullness of him. We as the body of Christ are the fullness of him with that power, with that dominion, with that authority that he established. We are the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself. Woo! That's what Jesus has done. And that's why you can read that and then look back at what David said again. And David said, look how excellent, how majestic, how glorious is your name above all things. What is man? What is man that you're mindful of him? And yet you've put all things under his feet. You've given him. Through Jesus Christ, we now have dominion over all things of this world. You've made him. This is speaking about man. David is saying you've made him to have dominion over all the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. David was looking prophetically and seeing what Jesus was going to do. From our perspective, Jesus has already done it. He's fulfilled what David prophesied that he would do. And because of that, we now have that dominion, that authority. Listen, David was able on his side before he saw all that done. David was able to praise him and say, wow, you know, there you are worthy of praise. And there is strength to me. David is saying, there is strength to me when I praise you. David was even saying, there is strength. You've ordained strength. Even from the mouths of little ones, infants, and those who are unweaned, you've strengthened. Now, you've ordained strength. And we know that that's talking about praise because we see that Jesus used that same phrase, but used the word strength or praise instead of strength. So let's look again at Jesus. And what Jesus said. So in verse number 16, and they said to him, do you hear what all these are saying? And Jesus replied, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you've ordained and perfected praise? And leaving them, they departed from the city. Now these are, when you see what's taking place here, these are the chief priests. Let's go back and look at the verse before. Because that verse number 15 is, listen to all the similarities now. So this is the verse just before that in Matthew. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did. So these chief priests and the scribes, who are these? These are the ones that David had said, that David had referred to when David talked about verse number 2, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you've established strength because of your foes, and you silence the enemy and the avenger. Who's the enemy here? Well, here's the chief priests and the scribes, and they saw the wonderful things that Jesus had done. They've seen the supernatural things. They're watching and seeing all these supernatural things he's done. And that the boys and the girls and the youths and the maidens crying out in the porches and courts of the temple, Hosanna! To the son of David. And this made the chief priests indignant. Here's children, little ones, who are saying, Hosanna. Little ones, little children are praising, seeing Jesus. Boys, girls, maidens, youths, little ones. This is exactly what David had said. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned, you've established strength or praise. Why? Because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. And then we see that lived out with Jesus Christ as these boys and girls, youths and maidens crying out to the porches and the temples, the porches and courts of the temple, Hosanna to the son of David. And this made the chief priests indignant. But Jesus saw this and being Jesus knew this is the fulfillment of what David, what he had spoken to David all those centuries before. And he says, do you not hear what they are saying? And Jesus replied. So the scribes and the Pharisees who are offended, indignant at these youths, these boys and these little girls speaking words of praise, they're indignant. Do you hear what they're saying, Jesus? Jesus, oh yeah, I hear what they're saying. Have you not ever read, out of the mouths of babes and the unweaned infants, you have made, provided, perfect praise. This is the power of praise. Praise is strength to you. And what does this do here? It answers the enemies. It answers the avenger. Listen, when you and I praise the name of Jesus today, whatever you're facing, whatever you're looking at, if you will take time to praise the name of Jesus, praise him again, even before you see the results, just praise him because he's worthy of praise. And because he has it, whether you see it or not, he's established your deliverance and your answers for you already. And so he's worthy of praise. And if you will take time to praise him today, your praise is given an answer. Your praise is praise that flies right in the face of the enemy who's trying to withhold those answers from you and the avenger. Praise is our strength today. And when we see the illustration of praise coming from the little boys and the little girls and even the babes, that's Jesus letting us know you don't have to have depth of, if you just got saved yesterday, we sometimes think that we don't have the faith. We don't have what it takes. You know, we're not strong enough as believers. If you just know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you're just a babe in Jesus, there is still power to your prayers. There's still power to your praise. And your praise answers the enemy in all of the lies and all of the attacks against you and against your life. It answers. It strengthens you, and it answers. Even if you just got, if you're a newborn in Christ, you praise Him, and this is the power that answers and defeats the enemy and all the things the enemy brings in your life. This is the power of praise in our lives. Let's praise Him today. As you go through your day today, when things come up, when things arise that are contrary to the Word or contrary to the promises, praise Him today. Praise Him, and watch what He does. Through your praise, it strengthens you, and it answers the enemy. It gives a response. It responds and defeats, enforces the defeat of the enemy in your life, the defeat that Jesus has already imposed against him.